It is unprecedented in human history, the number of people around the globe now on lockdown. One of the only reasons we're allowed to leave our homes, to get food. But the planet is not buying all the same things, so we thought we'd take a global look at how people are stocking their pantries these days and how they cope when they can't find what they want. Here's the world's Bianca Hillier.
Grocery shopping is a part of my week that I look forward to. Until now.
Worried customers have been snapping up everything in sight.
Tensions flared at Woolworths when three women became involved in a toilet paper tussle.
The move has prompted panic buying of basic necessities.
That's the recent panic buying.
The panic buying phenomenon.
Preparing for a quarantine amid the coronavirus pandemic has people panic buying food. At my grocery store in Boston, they were out of peanut butter. But people in different countries are stocking up on different foods. Though one item does seem to be pretty common.
Pasta is totally sold out.
Pasta is my go-to.
There is less pasta than normal.
Pasta. In Italy, people are able to be a bit more picky.
There's like a running joke in Italy that there's this one type of pasta that no Italian will buy, even in a quarantine. The penne liscio, like the long, like penne noodles, you know, that don't have the bumps in it, they hate them. And when I went to the grocery store, it was the only one that was available.
Samantha Slace is an American studying psychology in Brescia, Italy. Samantha has been quarantined for weeks with her roommate, Emmy Palmer, a UK citizen.
I thought it was a joke, honestly.
Yeah, back in week 1, I don't think we really believed how bad it was going to get, and we didn't stock up that much on food.
Now, Emmy said going to the grocery store is a bizarre experience.
They're letting sort of one person in, one person out at a time. Everyone's wearing the masks, obviously, so it's really surreal.
Neighboring Austria is facing a similar reality. Tanya Meyer lives in Vienna and says the grocery store lines are like Christmas crowds times 10.
We talk about social distancing. Like, I think about that trip to the grocery store, and I think I was so stupid for going because we were all pushing each other through the aisles.
Tanya has a family of 6 to feed, so she filled her fridge, freezer, pantry, and an extra storage shed outside with enough food for weeks. Tanya used to live in Russia, and friends there tell her that buckwheat, a healthy, hearty grain like quinoa, is selling out in Moscow. Also in Russia, sour cream is nowhere to be found.
They put it on soup, they put it on pancakes, they put it on everything. And so it was really funny for me that in the store here in Vienna, like, other stuff was completely sold out, like butter and stuff, but there was plenty of sour cream to be had.
Reports out of Copenhagen say stores there are running out of yeast. Baking is having its heyday around the world right now. Samantha in Italy is taking part.
I've been hand-making bread for the last 3 weeks and, like, cinnamon rolls and everything.
The need to make your own bread and buy weeks of groceries is new and scary for a lot of people. But in Bismarck, North Dakota, Amalia Dillon said people are used to buying in bulk because in winter, it's too cold to leave your house. Amalia began stocking up weeks ago. She said the soup shelves are empty at the store, but the meat section is totally full, thanks to people who hunt in the region.
There are definitely a lot of people here who have chest freezers full of meat. The venison and the antelope and the fish, like, they're not going to be buying meat.
On the other side of the globe, meat is flying off the shelves. Enrique Dubosson lives in the northwest province of South Africa.
It's boltong.
Boltong. It's a dried, cured meat, kind of like beef jerky. And unlike bread, it can be hard to make at home.
Unless you have a cow grazing in your backyard and you have a time to actually make boltong, I don't think anybody will be able to make their own.
People are also filling their carts with groceries that will make them feel better. Sometimes you just need comfort food. For Samantha and Emmy in Italy, that means a little taste of home.
My grandparents are actually sending me a package that weighs 8 kilos, so like 16 pounds of just macaroni and cheese.
My mum put in the mail yesterday 3 boxes full of just chips. And there's a particular British chip that we just can't live without. It's called Monster Munch.
Emmy and Samantha added that the gelateria around the corner from them is offering delivery service, so they're doing okay. Catherine Janssen-Boyd, a consumer psychologist at Angela Ruskin University in Cambridge, England, says seeking out comfort food is normal.
We're buying things that we think is going to help us feel that perhaps the isolation at home is a bit more bearable, whatever it is you have a particular fondness of.
Catherine says in a time of fear and unknowns, people want to feel like they're in control.
You know, you can't control the virus, but what you can do something about is your shopping. You have full control over that. So by stockpiling, you feel like you're taking charge, you're doing something that somehow has meaning, when actually, of course, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense, she says, because leaders around the world have promised their citizens that grocery stores are going to stay open, even in the places most impacted by the coronavirus. Still, there's advice for people who are stocking up. Emmy in Italy says make sure you have enough tea. And in North Dakota, Amalia says remember the basics.
Don't forget seasonings and herbs, because you're going to want to mix it up.
Okay, got it. Don't panic. But also, I could really do with that peanut butter right now. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.